To Asia now, and we're joined by our correspondent in India, Pierre Linda Lilius. In India today, it's the start of the general election, Pierre, and it's going to be a long one. What can you tell us about the biggest election in the world?
It is the biggest election in the world, and it's also the first time that the most populous country in the world is holding a general election since India passed China as the most populous country recently. The election starts today in the state where I'm at the moment, and a few other places as well. I'm in Rajasthan in the northwest of the country. And then it goes on for almost 6 weeks. It's a massive election, including almost a billion eligible voters, of which around 650 million or so are expected to vote. And this is described as the world's biggest peacetime logistics operation, just managing this vote. About 5 million electronic voting machines have been lugged across the massive country by boat, helicopter, donkey, and even elephant. So it's a massive operation that starts today.
And Joe Biden has called for the US to increase tariffs on Chinese metal. This was at a recent election rally. What are the details?
Yes, so Joe Biden was at a rally with U.S. steel workers, and at this rally he said that he will triple tariffs from some Chinese metals, from steel and aluminium. And this is a signal, many people read it as, that the campaign for this fall's election has really started hitting on China now. So there's a lot of bipartisan support that the US should be tough on China. But this is another step that shows Biden is really taking it to the stump as well. His government has also said recently that they are going to go after Chinese firms that are trying to skirt US border taxes by shipping their produce through Mexico. And these moves are also followed today by a potential vote on the TikTok bill, as it's being called. It's a move that will make the parent company of TikTok sell TikTok. And this is now being lumped, this law proposition is being lumped together with other propositions for aid to Ukraine and Israel. And in this way, it's being pushed through rapidly through the system, and there is a vote expected today in the House of Representatives. And Joe Biden has already said that he will support this bill if it's passed through Congress.
Thank you, Pierre. That's Pierre Linda Lilius there joining us from India this week.